Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, my Saturday morning co-host, the Jack and Tom Show, Tom Crawford. Hello, Tom.
How you doing tonight, Jack?
Better than I sound. Actually, we were just talking about Midnight Madness and what a phenomenon that has become. And this will be the second year in a row they anticipate a full house at Michigan State. I imagine it might be a little bit easier to get involved in that program some other schools.
Well, you know, winning does that. You know, we're heading over here to Sexton High School for the East Lansing Eastern game, and the traffic on Saginaw heading to that homecoming parade was unbelievable. That's what winning does, and everybody wants to be part of a winner, and that win last week on Saturday down at the Big House certainly got everybody in good spirits if you're wearing green and white.
Well, we will have a chance to dissect that game and talk about it. Tom, you and I, we really haven't talked since the game. A lot to talk about, and of course, big games tomorrow for both schools. Michigan State dealing with a possible upset. Illinois looks to be a more dangerous team than most people figured. They only trailed Ohio State 17-13 in the fourth quarter, and then had a 20-point win at Penn State, and that's a place that Michigan State has not won since 1965. And then Michigan playing the team that has the best rushing defense in the country, and hasn't allowed a rushing touchdown yet.
Yeah, you know, it's the Iowa challenge tomorrow. It's kind of, you know, I mean, you got Michigan State's defense, you know, holding Michigan to 17 points. That's a tall task against that Iowa team when there's so many potential NFL players in the shooting on the whole 11, you know, especially the front four, front seven. So we'll see what they're made out of, and see what Denard's got in them tomorrow, see if they can get some separation and get some points on the board.
Now, I remember 20 years ago when Michigan lost to Michigan State at home and then came back the next week, and I think they played Iowa, or it was the next game anyway.
Next game, it was home, and it was homecoming. It's the exact same scenario, Jack, and they lost 24-23.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens here to the Spartans and Wolverines the rest of this month, and then it'll set up the fate for November. The teams are both going to be competing for a championship, or if they're going to go in the other direction. I think a lot of people now are drawing some conclusions based on last week's game that might not be justified.
Right. Yeah, I, you know, there's so much football to be played in the Big Ten before. But as you and I talked about this afternoon, you know, you're anticipating, you know, where you're going to be on November 27th. And, you know, will they be undefeated when they go to Happy Valley? That is a possibility. They caught that win out in Iowa City. I think Michigan State wins tomorrow. And look out, every 23 years, you know what happens.
Well, I don't expect Michigan State to make it through the month of October undefeated, but then they have Minnesota and Purdue coming in, and before they would finish the season. They also get their bye week very late between games 10 and 11, which is pretty late in the year to have your bye. Michigan's bye coming up, right?
Yeah, because if they lose tomorrow to Iowa, then they got to let that simmer two losses the off week before they go up to Happy Valley on the 30th. So got to get this win tomorrow if you're Michigan.
There are a lot of other important games, and I think there are some people who would not be at all surprised if Ohio State fell tomorrow night in a very crazy atmosphere in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, we saw what Illinois did with Ohio State, able to stop them. And, you know, and Illinois might be a challenge to Michigan State tomorrow. But that environment up in Madison is definitely going to be tough for Ohio State. I'm still going to Buckeyes, though. They just got too much talent on both sides of the ball. And so I'm expecting them to win maybe a 7 or 10 point victory for the Bucks.
Tom, you have seen a lot of high school football this year. Certainly, you have seen Holt and Grand Ledge. East Lansing gave both of those teams a great game. Those are the only two losses for the Trojans.
Right.
What do you expect tonight out at Grand Ledge High School? Who's going to win that game?
Well, I think Grand Ledge is going to, you know, they're doing, Holt's had their number, you know, for most of the last 5-6 years. And I've saw both of them play, obviously. And I just think Grand Ledge is just starting to hit stride right now. They're so workmanlike. And, you know, they got the home field. They got the revenge factor, losing that nail biter last year. So I'm taking the Comets tonight to win the CAAC Blue with that victory.
You have not seen Mason or Sexton, correct?
That's correct. Although I did see St. John's last week, who beat Mason, and East Lansing took care of them. So you could do that.
Yeah.
You know, all those, you know, so and so beat so and so, and you can discredit anybody, and you can elate anybody. You know, it's weird how that works.
And but Sexton really could have beaten. I mean, St. John's could have beaten Sexton too. They had a winning touchdown called back on a penalty, and then missed a field goal. So
right.
St. John's really could have beaten both of those teams.
Right, and Elijah Miller not playing in that game though. You know, we know that factor. So, anyway, it'll be a interesting night. We have a very unique situation out here, Jack. East Lansing, a lot of long faces right now. Seems pretty quiet warming up, to be honest with you, which concerns me a little bit. But I think they're going to reach down. That tragedy this week, losing number 65, Josh Edey.
Right.
So we'll see what they're made out of.
Yeah, I know that you've got to go. You've got is it a ceremony? They're going to have some kind of a.
We're gonna. The parents are all coming out of the stands. I'm waving them out of the stands. And we're going to surprise them. The parents are going to line a two tunnel, and we're going to touch every player who comes out of that tunnel tonight, Jack.
Well, that should be a very, very emotional moment for the East Lansing Trojans, and I look forward to talking with you afterward and find out what happens in that game against Eastern. Eastern, a very fast team, and they're capable of big plays, but East Lansing's defense has been outstanding most of the year. Tom, we'll talk with you tomorrow morning,
okay.
8 to 11 on the Jack and
Tom
Show.
Thanks, Jack, for having me on.
All right. We will be right back with our final segment. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.